And I will recognize the co-authors on this paper and colleagues at CDC, Jennifer Cole, Kelly Scanlon, and Judith McDivitt, who is in the room and who actually initiated this research, and contractors at Portico Research, Stacy Lutz and Caroline Gibbons Berry. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. For this paper, toddlers are defined as children 2 to 4 years old. 11% of children in this age group are overweight or obese, and mothers play a key role in decisions about health-related behaviors for their toddlers. So they have a lot of influence over food, physical activity, TV viewing choices for their children, which are related to the risk of overweight and obesity. The purpose of this study was to conduct qualitative research to explore mothers' beliefs and choices around food, physical activity, and media use for their young children. There were two phases to this research, and in the first phase, 18 mothers of children were recruited, 2 to 4 years old, were recruited in Atlanta and Chicago. Mothers were a diverse group, and all mothers were the primary caregivers, and all mothers had at least one other child. 2-hour in-home interviews were conducted by trained interviewers. A secondary caregiver, such as father or grandmother, uncle or aunt, participated in the interview. Interviews included an observation period where the child and mother were having an eating or leisure time activity, and there was also a home tour. And mothers completed a daily food and activity journal for 7 consecutive days to augment the interviews and also the observations. Several themes emerged in the first phase, and one that we explored further was this idea that mothers who take care of themselves are more likely to choose healthy choices for their kids around food, physical activity, and TV viewing. In this phase, 15 different mothers of toddlers were recruited in Chicago. And mothers were recruited to represent 3 models of self-care. And this was based on a question of how successful do you feel that you are able to maintain healthy choices around eating, physical activity, and TV viewing. So the 3 categories were mothers felt they were successful, they were having some mixed success, or they really weren't doing a very good job of it and not having much success. And again, mothers were a diverse group. These were 1-hour in-home interviews conducted by trained interviewers. The interviews were semi-structured, and they focused on the ways that mothers' habits influence these activities that they make and the choices they make for their children. In both phases, interviews and observations were video recorded and transcribed. The content analysis was completed using field notes, journals, and transcripts. And emerging themes were checked against notes and impressions of the interviewers. So I am going to highlight some of the themes that emerged. So around food choices, mothers had some misconceptions about what is healthy. Many moms assume that what we call kids' foods, such as frozen chicken nuggets and Lunchables, are healthy choices. And because these foods are marketed specifically to children, and because kids easily accept these foods, mom felt reassured that these were, in fact, appropriate for their kids. Moms focused sometimes on one aspect of the diet and lost sight of sort of the big picture. So for example, to encourage consumption of milk, some moms added chocolate syrup and gave this to their children several times a day. Many of the diets had an abundance of carbohydrates in meals and in snacks, so sugary cereals, pizza, and pasta. And mothers were concerned about portion size, weren't really sure what was the appropriate size, portion size, and had some anxiety about was their child really getting enough food. So this can certainly lead to overfeeding. Mothers had some ways in which they persuaded their kids to eat a range of foods. So moms that offered foods that were eaten by the family instead of separate foods and expected their child to eat those foods tended to have children who ate a larger variety of foods. Moms persisted in offering the same foods or offering new foods over and over again. Those kids ate a larger variety of foods. When they encouraged that the families eat together, the same outcome. And mothers that had a higher tolerance for their kids' resistance to certain kinds of foods also were successful. And moms that involved kids in preparing the meals also had kids that ate a variety of foods. In terms of physical activity, certainly the impact of structural barriers such as safe play areas is very real. But actually mom's perceptions of those barriers also is an important, was also important because some of the mothers that did face a lot of barriers were able to in fact engage their children in a lot of active play. The role of mothers' activity level, of course, mothers who incorporate regular activity into their lives were much more comfortable in engaging their kids in activity. Mothers that were not so active intended to underestimate the activity needs of their child, and also to overestimate the impact of organized activity. So, for example, if their child went to 1 hour of organized activity a week and was sedentary the rest of the time, they tended to feel like, well, perhaps that was enough physical activity. Mothers that were physically active were also much more confident in supporting their child's active play. In media use, which is TV viewing, DVD viewing, and computer use, there was really large variability from about 30 minutes to 3.5 hours a day that children actually were involved in some screen time. Parents were primarily concerned about the content of screen time and not really so concerned with the amount of time that kids were watching TV or DVDs. Moms were unaware of any screen time recommendations, so therefore did not really have guidelines for TV viewing for their kids. And moms tended to underestimate the influence of early TV exposure because kids are really not paying attention, they're wandering off, so they didn't feel like that they were really watching. Although these same mothers indicated that as their children got older, they watched more TV. In terms of some of the themes around influences on exposure, of course, moms or the parents' screen viewing time had a very large impact on child's viewing time. When mothers needed to manage their toddler's time so they could get some of their things done, they tended to encourage some TV viewing. Moms perceived TV viewing or screen time as a way to relax and felt that for themselves and felt that when their child comes home from perhaps preschool that they needed to de-stress and would encourage some TV viewing. And mothers also perceived screen time as an opportunity for closeness, a time to snuggle with their child and So, some of the themes in terms of self-care. Moms who make healthy choices in their own habits make healthier choices for their kids. So when moms become more knowledgeable about the importance of healthy eating, physical activity, they're much more likely to use that knowledge to make choices for their children. Moms with healthy habits feel its benefits for their kids, that they're doing it for their kids. So when moms recognize that they are feeling better because of their physical activity or their healthy eating choices, they want their kids to experience the same. On the other hand, some moms experience a conflict between caring for themselves and caring for their children, because they feel like when they're caring for themselves that they're actually neglecting their child and feel like that it's too much of a kind of a focus on themselves. So they were quite conflicted about that. Interestingly, those moms were the moms that tended to describe themselves as stressed or exhausted. So there were several themes that emerged in terms of influences on moms' choices for toddlers. So the healthy moms, healthy kids, that moms are going to transfer their choice, healthy choices to their kids. Self-care and choices for kids, when moms are feeling that they've made healthy choices, that they will want their kids to experience the same thing and to share that experience with their kids. Moms might emotionally project their own needs onto their kids. So for example, de-stressing by watching TV. Cost-benefit. Moms feel much more capable of when they're making a positive change, that they're able to kind of make a positive or try to push a positive change for their children. So they're much more willing to take on the cost, so to speak, or the barriers or the challenge of getting their kid to make a different choice, and have much more patience when they themselves are feeling better. More emotional resilience, so that they are able to, again, sort of take on the challenge when they're getting a lot of resistance from their child about a particular behavior. Mothers have said they're doing it for their kids because they want to keep themselves healthy so that they are going to be around as their kid gets older. So in summary, mothers who are better at taking care of themselves tend to offer healthy opportunities around eating, physical activity, and media viewing for their children. And moms have some misconceptions about healthy food choices, physical activity, and media viewing. That we, I think, in public health need to have more consistent and probably more understandable messages for moms. So in conclusion, this exploratory study raised some new questions. Additional research is needed to understand the relationship between mom's self-care and her choices for her child. And in the meantime, communities can support moms to make healthy choices through healthy environments in workplaces, in communities, and in childcare. Thank you.